You're listening to The Record on KUOW, and the Mariners open up at home next Tuesday the 8th. That's got Nancy Pearl and Steve Scher thinking about baseball books.
Nancy Pearl, when you called me up to tell me about some books that we were going to talk about for next week, you mentioned that one of the books was by the author Mark Harris. And I said, really? We're going to talk baseball? And that's when you told me, no, a different Mark Harris.
And your face fell over the phone. I could hear that.
Only because the Mark Harris that I thought we might be talking about wrote one of my favorite books, which was The Southpaw. And that was the first of his four books that he wrote about Henry Wiggin. Hank Wiggin. And he wrote Bang the Drum Slowly. It was one that was made into a movie or TV show and a movie.
Well, Bang the Drum Slowly is one of my favorite books.
Is that right?
And yes. And I, just from even just when I even say the title, I think of the music, the soundtrack that went with it. And those books are just great.
Yeah, and they're good baseball books, among everything else.
Yes.
Right? They make you give you a flavor for baseball and a feel for baseball. And I thought, well, opening day, so why not talk a little bit of baseball?
Sounds good.
Southpaw, Bang the Drum Slowly, and then two I've not read.
I have not either.
A Ticket for Seam Stitch, which he wrote in 1957, and then he wrote It Looked Like Forever in 1979, the fourth of his Hank Wiggin quartet of novels about baseball players. Can I give you one little fact that I found out in looking at this before we go on to some other books?
A fact or a factoid?
Factoid. What's the difference?
I don't know.
Bang the Drum Slowly, 1956, was presented on the dramatic television anthology series The United States Steel Hour, starring Paul Newman as Henry Wiggin and Albert Salmi as Bruce Pearson.
Wow.
Yeah, Michael Moriarty and Robert De Niro played him in the movies, 20-odd years later? 73 they made that movie. God. Isn't that interesting, though?
Yeah.
Paul Newman as Hank Wiggin? I would love to see that. I wonder if that even exists.
I was just going to say, I wonder.
Yeah, so there's a couple of baseball books. Then you started telling me about others that you knew about. I didn't even know about. And Dwayne Decker?
Dwayne Decker is, when people think about sports books for kids, they think about, if they think about it at all, they think about John R. Tunis, who wrote The Kid from Tompkinsville and The Kid Comes Back, which are set around World War II. But Dwayne Decker wrote a series of baseball novels, which are, if you look up how much they're selling for, I mean, if you have a copy of these, you could make a mint.
Really,
by
Mr. Shortstop?
Mr. Shortstop is, so he wrote nine books, basically, 9 or 10 books about the Blue Sox. Jug Slavin is the manager, and each book is about a different position, the player at that position. So there's Goodfield, No Hit, Johnny Madigan, the catcher from Double A, whose first name was Pete, and I don't remember the second one. Long Ball to Left Field, all of those, they're really representative of that sort of notion of fair play, of coming from behind. Coming from behind, triumphing over adversity, they're just great.
When did you read these? How old were you?
Oh, gosh, it must have been 11 or 12.
And I Pete Gibbs.
Pete Gibbs.
The catcher from Double A.
Yes, yes.
Fast Man on a Pivot.
Oh, yes.
Let's see. Goodfield, No Hit, Johnny Madigan. Boy, you remember that one.
Yes.
Chip Fisk, Hit and Run. Long Ball to Left Field.
Right. One of the things it talks about is the first black player on the baseball team.
Is that right?
So really using what was happening in real life with Jackie Robinson and Roy Campanella breaking into the big leagues. But, oh, my gosh, the Dwayne Decker books. What I would give to see those back in print.
All right. So there's Dwayne Decker, D-U-A-N-E, Decker, D-E-C-K-E-R. Check out his books. Mark Harris. And then that got me thinking about the classic Ball 4, Jim Boughton's book.
Right.
That was a fun book.
That was.
That turned baseball's head.
Yes. Ringlardner.
Ringlardner. You Know Me, Al.
Right.
A Buescher's Letters.
And Roger Angel, who is such a wonderful baseball, a sports writer.
The Summer Game was his first book on the sport. He wrote about it from the 60s. And then he also wrote, I guess he's got 5 seasons, A Baseball Companion, which is baseball 72 through 76, if you want to get into some history.
And the thing about Roger Angel's writing is that he writes as a fan. So he's not writing as a know-it-all, or he's not writing as an expert. He's writing about somebody who loves the game and is looking at it from that perspective.
And then there's The Natural, which was made into a movie, and there was Summerland. Bernard Malamud, The Natural. There was Summerland, Michael Chabon. But then Moneyball, which people are still talking about Moneyball.
And they're still making use of that whole idea of using statistics in a different way. And I remember when I was working at a bookstore in Tulsa, Oklahoma, when we used to sell Bill James's baseball abstract, and there were the same, I mean, it was always every year, it was the same, I don't know, 10 people who would come in to buy Bill James' baseball abstract. And Tulsa did not have a professional, I mean, the closest professional baseball team. There's one in St. Louis and one in Dallas.
Now, you mentioned this book. I've not read it, but I have seen Mark Fidrich when we were growing up. The Bird, The Life and Legacy of Mark Fidrich by Doug Wilson. Have you read this book?
I have not read that book.
I am curious about it just because Mark Fidrich was a fun ball player.
He was. He died when he was 54. Yeah. He was way young, but he pitched for the Detroit Tigers, my hometown team.
Oh, is that right?
For his whole career.
Well, there's just a lot to think about in literature and baseball. I'm sure we just touched on it. You know what? Write us with more baseball books. That'll be fun to come up with a whole list of baseball books that you liked since it is opening season. The season is opening. Hope springs eternal. You can write us therecord@kuow.org and add your baseball books to the list. I'd be curious to know what baseball books you like.
Me too. Can we post it on the...
Yeah, and then we'll post it on the something or other.
Okay.
The Facebook or the Record Facebook page. Sure, why not? We should mention David Halberstam. He wrote October 1964, a book I have not read, but somebody called it the best baseball, New York Times bestseller, best sports book of the year, about aging Yankees squaring off against the upstart St. Louis Cardinals. And he also wrote Summer of 49, which I did read a long time ago. That was a good book. All right, so send us some of your ideas for other baseball books. That would be fun. And I'm just going to end by saying, go Mariners.
Go Tigers.